Deacon Tyler, on this most wonderful day, you and I share many important milestones. First of all, it is both our first priestly ordination. It is, of course, your first ordination as a priest, but it is also my first time ordaining a priest. I've only been a bishop for 10 months, so this is a joyful bond that you will be my first and hopefully not my last. And this day will be dear to me in my own personal journey. However, that is not the only unique thing we share. Today is the Feast of the Holy Guardian Angels. You will be ordained a priest of Jesus Christ, and on this feast day, your life will be changed forever. I too share this special day of God's transforming love, for it was exactly 1 year ago today, in about 2 hours, that I received a call from the Apostolic Nuncio informing me of my appointment by Pope Francis as the Bishop of the Diocese of Springfield. On October 2nd, my life changed forever also. And so we share that. You fortunately have had 6 years of discernment along your process. When I was asked to be the bishop of here, he said, "The Holy Father has named you. Do you accept?" So you had about a half of a second of discernment for the episcopacy. But remember that God's love is always new and always transformative. So on this day, with the invocation of the Holy Spirit and the laying of hands, your soul will be configured to Christ the High Priest. When this happens, be aware today and tomorrow and every day thereafter that it is the priesthood of Jesus Christ that you exercise. It is not something that you possess, but rather something that possesses you. It is the priesthood of Jesus Christ and not our own. And always allow yourself to be immersed in that unfathomable abyss of his divine love and mercy for the world. I know of your special love for the message of divine mercy, because it was through the diary of Saint Faustina that you eventually led to the Marians, to this your spiritual home, to these your brothers. Your heart was pierced by the rays flowing from the heart of Jesus. However, in a few moments, this relationship will shift. For not only will you not only be just the recipient of that divine mercy, but as a priest of Jesus Christ, you will be its principal agent, as a teacher, as a sanctifier, and as a shepherd. For your part, you will exercise the sacred duty of teaching in the name of Christ the teacher. Meditating on the law of the Lord, you will see, believe what you read, that you teach what you believe, and that you practice what you teach. In this way, let what you teach be the nourishment of the people of God. Let the holiness of your life be a delightful fragrance to the Lord's, to Christ's faithful, so that by word and example, you may build up the house of God's church. Likewise, you will exercise in Christ the office of sanctifying. By your ministry, the spiritual sacrifice of the will be made perfect, being united to the sacrifice of Christ, which we offered through your hands in an unbloody way on the altar, in union with the faithful, in the celebration of all the sacraments. Understand, therefore, what you do and imitate what you celebrate. These are the lines when you'll be handed the chalice and the paten for your very first consecration of the Eucharist. As celebrant of the mystery of the Lord's death and resurrection, strive to put to death whatever in you is sinful and to walk always in the newness of life. Remember that God's love is always transformative. Remember that when you gather others to the people of God through baptism and when you forgive sins in the name of Christ and the church, in the sacrament of reconciliation, when you comfort the sick with the holy oil and celebrate the sacred rites, when you offer prayers of praise and thanks throughout the hours of the day, not only for the people of God, but for the entire world. Remember then that you are taken from among men and appointed on behalf for those things that pertain to the ministry of Christ, the priest, with constant joy and genuine love, attending not to your own concerns, but to those of Jesus Christ, to whom you will be configured in a special way. And so exercising for your part that of Christ, the head and shepherd, while being united with the bishop and with your superiors and subject to them, strive to bring the faithful together into one family, so that you may lead them to God the Father through Christ in the Holy Spirit. Keep always your eyes before your eyes the example of the Good Shepherd, who came not to serve, but to serve, and to give his life as a ransom for the many. All this can only be done if you are committed to a daily prayer life as the first priority of your day. As Christ gives peace in today's gospel, so too you must do the same. But you cannot give what you do not have. As you learned many years ago when you first led the true devotion to Mary, she who is full of grace desires the same for you and for the people to whom you will serve as a holy priest of God. Finally, I would like to say a word of thanks to Rob and Val for a priestly vocation. I'm getting a little misty. A faithful Catholic family is the richest soil for the seed of a vocation to be nourished. Those many years ago, as Val carried the unborn Tyler, when a sonogram was taken, you saw a beating heart. But actually, that wasn't just any heart. That was the baby heart of a priest. It was that heart that you nurtured and loved with the great gift of a holy family. So I want to thank you for strengthening that love for Tyler and for Zach. And for today, that priestly heart, will be truly that of a priest of Jesus Christ, from which the rays of his divine love, of his divine mercy, will now shine. Praise be Jesus Christ.
Hello, I'm Father Thaddeus Langton of the Marian Fathers of the Immaculate Conception, and I'm excited to let you know about my new podcast with Father Timothy Childers called Keeping It Marian. To access the podcast, simply visit divinemercyplus.org or search Keeping It Marian on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, or on whatever podcast platform you prefer. I want to share with you the riches of the charism of the Marian Fathers, which is the mystery of the Immaculate Conception, how it touches our lives as consecrated priests and religious, and how this mystery can bear fruit in your life, especially by keeping the Word of God and pondering it in our hearts in imitation of our Blessed Mother. I hope you'll join us. Again, it's called Keeping It Marian. Thank you, and God bless you.
Please follow or subscribe to this podcast to receive the latest episodes and updates. If you have been blessed by this podcast, I invite you to leave a review. Reviews greatly improve our podcast ranking and will help spread this podcast to other people throughout the world. Are you enjoying this podcast? I invite you to listen to more shows brought to you by the Marian Fathers of the Immaculate Conception. Join us daily for enriching spiritual content, which will help you on your journey with Jesus Christ. Simply visit divinemercyplus.org for a complete list of our shows. That's divinemercyplus.org. Are you a Marian helper? Join our Spiritual Benefit Society and start sharing in the graces of all the daily masses, prayers, and good works of Marian priests and brothers all over the world. Sign up is free and easy. Simply visit micprayers.org. That's micprayers.org. Thank you, and God bless you.